I've said all along I'll be here. That's, you know, I've been here 5 years. And I've said that all along. People just make different stories out of the situation. But I am factually still here. I had a good break, got a few days with the kids, and the players got a few days. Well, some of them, of course, have had really important business with their international sides. But no, all good.
You've had a lot of guys away, haven't you, the last couple of weeks on international duty? I mean, what's it been like down here, kind of keeping things ticking along?
Yeah, good. I mean, we had a small group to work with. A few played in the reserve game or development game, whichever tag you choose, during the week, which left us with a super small group of sort of five who trained with us. But, you know, they're all respectful of what it needs, and they've all been topped up. I think they're well in themselves, both mentally and physically. A bit of a break as well. Got some days off as well. And then, obviously, the international lads mostly came in today. So, mixed bag with them, because, obviously, you know, real disappointment, certainly for the Irish lads. And then, you know, the other lads have had bits and bobs of time with Johan and Stephen Dufour, and Vokes had a bit of play. And, you know, so a mixed bag with them, really. So today was kind of fathoming out who was ready, who was OK, who needed a light session, and getting ready for tomorrow and the build-up to the game.
As we speak on a Thursday afternoon here, Chris Wood, I guess, hasn't arrived back yet, has he? I mean, when are you due to see him?
No, tomorrow.
Right.
I mean, the journey is enormous, as we know. He kind of come on into games over there, so we'll find out a bit more about that with his hamstring. It was, you know, I believe that from our feedback from them, it's a tightness in there, and that's what he'd had before, and he missed the game for us. So we're hopeful that settles down.
Excuse my ignorance on this one. I might be overlooking something quite obvious, but why, in a 2-week international window, do they have to leave it until the early hours of Thursday morning to play their game?
Well, that's for the powers that be to decide on that. There's not a lot we can do about it. And as you know, in fact, there's less and less we can do about it. Rightly so, in a way, because, you know, you want the international scene to be as serious as it needs to be. But there is probably a little bit more that could have been done with the timing of the game. But anyway, c'est la vie. What's done is done.
And how are the injured boys progressing?
Yeah, good. The longer term ones, so Tommy and his pretty much commonsensical treatment at the moment, and strength and the like, but going along well. Dean Marnie is going very well, actually. I thought the other day he played, and it's back to how I know him, and he was running fluidly and covering the ground well. He needs more of that, but I mean, he's going well at the moment. John Walters is back on the grass, but not with us, but he is building up gradually and steadily, and that seems to be going well at the moment. And then really just, you know, the aches and pains, everyone getting on with it.
Just on Jack Cork, obviously a special moment for him to have got that international appearance senior level with England. I kind of read a little bit of negativity around, a little bit of maybe snobbish kind of, why has Southgate gone for Jack Cork? But I'm guessing this is from people that have not seen Jack Cork play this season. He's been terrific for you, hasn't he?
Well, I'd not really concern myself with them kind of opinions because, you know, I can only concern myself with what I see every day and every week, and that's a fine footballer in fine form. You know, that's the way I look at it. I mean, what people sometimes possibly forget is, you know, this is a player who's played regularly in the Premier League for a lot of seasons now and had varying experiences at different clubs and also played at every single England level since he was 16 years old. Well, people talk about people in the pipeline and people coming through the system. Well, although he's slightly older, he's still there and he's still doing it. And I personally think he merited the chance to at least be around the squad. Then Gareth made the call, and I think he's merited that. And I think I would say this, but I think it's on form. You know, he's earned the right for me. But I'm not too worried about, you know, let's face it, you're in a business, you yourself are in a business, I'm in a business, whatever you say, whatever you write, whatever, there'll always be opinions or an alter opinion. There'll always be something against the opinion that someone's given. So I'm not too worried about that, but I focus on the fact that he's a very, very good player, in my opinion, and in very good form.
You signed off for that international break with two terrific victories, didn't you? I mean, you must have been thrilled with how that another international break came across. I know that, but you must have been really thrilled with how you got to that international break.
Yeah, and really hard-earned for different reasons. You know, a real tight game at home against Newcastle, which we thought it might be, and we come out the right side of it. And then a really tough game, you know, away from home, which all games are tough in the Premier League, but some places have become tougher, and St Mary's down there has been tough for Burnley. You know, not so many good results down there. I was really pleased on that day for the whole thing, the players performing, but also the game plan inside. Now, that's a difficult thing to get right, and I don't always give an insight into it because it is difficult to get right. But on that day, the given way that we performed and the way that we planned it out to perform, the change we made, etc., all came together to get us a fine result. So that's pleasing for me and my staff, but also delighted for the players and also the fans. You know, I mentioned it many, many times last season, that their own resilience to keep travelling around the country, keep supporting us, even though we couldn't get their win. Now, possibly, who knows why, you know, because we have changed things, but there is still a bit of fate and a bit of luck involved in all of these games, whether you're home or away. But they are getting their rewards because they've been following the team. And the numbers went down. Southampton were amazing. And to see the side win again, they were certainly delighted, that's for sure, by the way they clapped the players off. And they generally do, it must be said, particularly the away fans.
And the international windows are now gone till the new year, aren't you? So you've got a really good run now, haven't you, heading up into Christmas and the new year?
Yeah, and a busy run. I think